Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for May 16th from 1 Samuel chapter 18. Uh-oh. It's really not a good idea for a soldier to get greater honor for his exploits than his commander. But who could deny the amazing thing David had done? King Saul sat cowering in his tent as he sent this young lamb to the slaughter Saul surely expected. But a kid, an untrained boy, took out the greatest fighter of his day with a sling and a stone and a prayer. The slaying of Goliath propelled the rest of Israel to a decisive victory over the Philistines, a defeat from which the Philistines would never fully recover. No wonder the crowds crowed about David and gave a not-so-subtle dig to Saul. Saul's grousing, "They've credited David with tens of thousands, but me with only thousands. What more can he get but the kingdom?" It's probably a very realistic assessment, particularly with Samuel's prophecy of a new king on the way. I know. If David hadn't cut off Goliath's head and made a show of it in Jerusalem, maybe the crowds wouldn't have gone ape over this young superstar. Perhaps he fed off the crowd's enthusiasm and the elation of the troops of Israel. After all, the whole army of Israel had gone from destitute discouragement to absorbing the riches and weaponry of the Philistine army, all because of the tremendous bravery of one young man. Honor was due to David. However, that honor would come at a terrible cost. The price of having an angry, belligerent, mentally unstable king set against him. That part of the story we see unfolding in today's reading and in many days ahead in 1 Samuel. A point for us to keep in mind and heart today is that fame, even when earned all the right ways and for all the right reasons, has a cost that can be bitter. Not many can bear that cost like David did and still be described as a man after God's own heart. For God is the one who ultimately deserves all the fame and honor. Not us. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow.